Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Sorry, family. My name is C.J. Hale. I am the directing agent, president of Haven 1210 Animal Sanctuary. And I've been here a couple times. Last time was a little over a year ago. And I came in and I put a caller on the podium and told you about a dog named Gabriel in the county. That was about 13 months ago. I thought about bringing callers again, but I would have buried the podium. There's not enough room. In the past 13 months, Haven alone, with the concerted, and this isn't even counting the other rescue groups and individual citizens who are devoted to assisting stray, abused, neglected animals in Christian County, Haven alone has sunk over $50,000 into this community in rescuing animals. Melissa and her staff are amazing. They are overwhelmed. Y'all know basic math, and you heard her numbers. Over 500 intakes and roughly 280 some odd adoptions. That shelter is built for, 150, 200 animals? They're stuffed in kennels. And not that they aren't cared for. We all know that. They do the best they can with what they have to work with. When I was here last time, I told you Gabriel's story. He had been abandoned at the north end of the county. There was no one to help this incredibly sweet, suffering animal. So now I'm going to tell you a little story about my Sunday. Sunday was one of the worst days of my life. I had to put my personal dog, my 10-year-old Pyrenees, down due to her medical condition. During that time, when we were dealing with that, where I had to beat the emergency vet and the whole nine yards, I received multiple calls. My phones were blowing up for several reasons. A few were, I have four kittens, I'm moving, and I can't take them with me. Someone who has rehomed multiple animals said, once again, hey, I have two more dogs, can you take them? And then the phone kept blowing up about a pack of dogs, actually fairly near my farm, about six of them, just roaming loose on McFarland Creek, seemed to be a mom, dad, and four puppies. So this is Bounce. This is my dog. So I put her down, and we went home, and I poured a cup of coffee, and the phone kept blowing up, so we left the coffee on the counter. Called Melissa, who, God love her, thank you. I said, Melissa, I can't do this. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to catch him, but I can't keep him. We're too small. I can't take six dogs. And they were not small. They were pups in that they were maybe 7-8 months old, but they were not little dogs. And I can't quarantine them because of my setup. And that's just the way our rescue is. We have no intake building. Melissa contacted and someone met us at the shelter. But we spent a couple hours out there catching them. Thankfully, some people drove by and stopped to help because there were only three of us and they were everywhere running puppies. They're beautiful dogs, wonderful dogs. Quite honestly, they could have bit us multiple times and chose not to. Thank you. So all six of those dogs are now safely at the animal shelter after 5 hours of work and the efforts of five citizens. We could have used some extra help blocking and everything. Christian County Sheriff's Office is, their deputies go from call to call to call to call. I understand you cannot go to an animal control call over a disturbance or an accident or an injury or a fight. I dispatched for 8 years. So everyone in the community is like wanting to point fingers at they. There is no they. a they needs to be created that can at least assist in some of these situations. And a lot of the folks in the rural communities, they do pitch in and help. Like my neighbors who were driving by and we were trying to corral these puppies and we're like, can you just stand here and stand here so we have more blockers? You know, put your truck this way. And but we can't keep doing this time after time after time after time. I get up to 20 calls a day for rehoming strays, kittens, sick animals. And I cry every day because I have to say no. And these animals, that beautiful Pyrenees that I put down was one of them. She was the catalyst to form Haven. I picked her up at the north end of the county. I think it was 2018. She was hopping around on three legs and I finally caught her. There were a bunch of us chasing this big white dog for like a month that was hopping around on three legs, and I finally managed to catch her. She actually came to me. I pulled to the bottom of my driveway. I'm like, God, please, please let this be the day I catch the dog. And she literally came over the hill and came to me in the driveway. And I was like, boy, I hope you're nice because I'm about to pick up this 80-pound dog and throw her in my truck. And I did. And she became my bounce. There was no Haven at this time. She was so sweet and amazing. She needed a major surgery to reconstruct her knee. And over the years, she blew her other knee, which is common. She had terrible joints. We think she was probably part of a breeding program. And they tossed her because her hips were already had the dysplasia and she had bad joints to begin with when she was barely 3 years old. We took her into part of our household, and that was the dog that made me angry, upset enough to go ahead and incorporate into a 501c3. Over the years, this rescue dog, who was discarded, became my own rescue. This is not as important, but I have multiple health conditions, one of which is a serious heart and condition. I tend to pass out sometimes. It's okay. But she learned my heart arrhythmias and would let me know by come and sitting on my feet when mommy had to stop and take a break or I was going to get some bruises. I don't share this to give you my own health update. I share because these are incredible dogs. Those six dogs that we picked up Sunday, they're fantastic. They will be sweet, wonderful family temperaments if we can get them there. I guess my question is, for the past 13 months, your citizens, your community, has been doing stuff like this. I'm not the only one. I do not stand up here saying, yay, Haven, yay, in me. I'm not the only one out there. There are families and citizens that have multiple dogs, and I mean like 10 to 15 dogs, because they have a heart and they are taking these animals and cats. They're feeding feral cats. There are horses that are emaciated. It's a crisis. Y'all are smart enough to recognize this. But what's been done in the last 13 months on y'all's end? And it's hard for me to say that because I respect courts and the time that public servants put in. I respect the amount that's on your plate, and I'm probably a little more familiar with it than some people because of dispatch. For all those years, I understand there are multiple problems in this county. I love the revitalization that's going on downtown and in the community, but buildings and property and parks and are incredibly important, but so is life. These animals are alive. They feel pain and suffering, and whether we like it or not, we are causing that, and we are allowing it to go on. It's not an overnight fix, and in fact, you will never fix this. We will never fix this. I freely acknowledge that. Despite all the efforts and good intentions, it's too much. People do not abide or value life enough to take care of these creatures, and you can't make them. But you can take steps to improve what you can improve. And you can take steps to tighten and give more legal thought and oversight to the ones that are severely abused and neglected. There have been some strides made in the state in tightening up the laws where prosecutions are, I don't want to say easier, but they're more stringent. Animal neglect, torture, control, the definition has tightened up where people can be held accountable if you can find them, and I understand that too. We will probably never find the people who dumped that family of dogs out there, which makes me sad. We've put out everything and said, hey, if somebody knows anything about this, please, please, please come forward. This is not right. It is wrong, wrong, wrong. I'm incredibly grateful to Melissa and the animal shelter and the animal control staff that they met us at the shelter to take these dogs in. They were going to be hit or shot because one of my neighbors who stopped there was like, I got chickens and sheep and I'm so glad you did this because something bad was going to happen to them dogs when they were starving enough to go after his livestock. And you have there's not a lot of options. You have the right to protect your livestock and everything. I guess what I'm hoping is maybe in the next 12, 13 months, some resources and thought can really be devoted to beginning to address these issues. Some sort of animal control in the county or support where, for those of us crazy people who are crazy enough to go out and try and catch all these dogs, there's some transport help or even just some extra bodies. It's really hard to catch six dogs that don't want to be caught and who are, thank God they were friendly, but they were very afraid of people. They did not want to go in the crates with a rope around their neck. And, you know, even to transport that many, thank goodness I have a big truck. They had to ride in crates in the back of the truck. Not ideal, not my first choice, but it was our only choice with dogs that are, you know, this big, six of them. And we just shoved as many as we could in and around and went for it. So what we're hoping, what I'm hoping, and there are a lot of good people in this community, like Max's Hope, Moving Mountains for Mastiffs, the Humane Society. There is a community that are doing the best they can. And I would like the court and everyone to please consider if y'all are doing the best you can. We don't expect you to solve it. I don't. You can't do it. But we could use some help. And I don't think it's unreasonable to address it in a more formal manner and give it a little more priority and thought than what's been given in the past 13 months. Again, Melissa and her staff, deputies, animal control, they do fantastic work. But more is needed because it is reaching a crisis mode. We pull from shelters, we do different things. Sometimes we do strays are almost impossible for us because we can't quarantine them and keep our current residents safe. Last fall, we pulled a young dog that was literally skin and bones. George Bailey, Melissa knows. And the crowd was the crowd, that's what I call the crowd, social media, was screaming in indignation at this dog's condition, as well they should have been. You could see every bone. The dog was horrific. And they We're all like, somebody save him, save him. We will stand by. We will help. We didn't have the money or the space, but we pulled him anyway because he was a really sweet dog. Took him to the vet. The vet took one look at him and did the, are you kidding me look. They're like, this dog is on the verge of organ shutdown. It's so starved and thin. But he was a little fighter and he pulled through. We put out, hey, we're pulling this dog from the animal shelter that had 701 comments of save him, save him, we're with you, somebody will help. We received a total of $146 for his care. And that's not, it's not about the money, but it's about the follow-through and the priority that things are given. And it's typical. You know, I can see by your faces that you're concerned. No one here wants to see an animal suffer and die. But if there's no follow-through, if this is just a whoop, whoop, it's not going to help. So the crowd disappeared, the dog was rehabilitated, and a young woman from PetSmart who knew nothing of his social media fame or anything saw his little face and fell in love with him. And he now lives a great life in North Carolina. We're grateful that he had a happy ending, but there's very few that do. I don't know what's going to happen to those six dogs we took to the shelter. I can't pull them. We don't have the space or the funding or the staffing. They're fantastic dogs. They're really wonderful. The big male literally curls up in your lap. And the others are, with a little bit of work, will be smart and funny, and they're already friendly. They're just scared and feral from not being cared for properly. I don't know what's going to happen to them. So, maybe in the next 12 or 13 months, there can be a little more thought and resources to address the problems of stray, abused, neglected, and unwanted animals throughout Christian County. Thank you for your time and attention, for putting up with me again. Please know you have our full support. We're trying to take the burden off law enforcement and the shelter as much as we can, but it's going to take more than just a few small devoted rescues in the area to really make an impact. And I think you could make some impact. Like I said, no one expects you to fix it. A little more help would be gratefully and humbly appreciated. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.